Luis Meléndez was active during the 18th century and was known for his ability to combine verisimilitude and an eye for detail with sophisticated compositions presented with great naturalism. One such example is this still life with breams, oranges, condiments, and kitchen utensils, which shows how the seemingly random arrangement of objects actually serves a diagonal composition. The scene expands from left to right. In the center, one of the breams has been placed in an artificially upright position precisely in order to support this staging of everyday items. Look closely at the string tying the two fish together. It contributes to the strange, almost unnatural tension that pervades this painting. The bream's fins and the cloth, with two oranges on the right, add relief to the scene, while the wetness and shining eyes of the fish lend a sense of liveliness. The other elements seem to have been chosen in order to frame the two dead fish and add contrast. On the right, there is an upturned bowl, the aforementioned cloth, and a tin bottle for olive oil, while on the left, there is a clay bowl with a spoon, a small jug, garlic bulbs, and spices wrapped in paper. These combinations appear to lack the logical order one would normally find in a pantry. This is because they are pictorial arrangements, in which the artist is attempting to articulate the social and economic standing of his patron and to showcase his decorative and technical capabilities. The painting's elements are combined to create a sense of drama, which must have been highly pleasing to both Meléndez, who was the leading Spanish still-life painter of the 18th century, and his patrons, which included the Prince of Asturias and the future King Charles IV, as he used the same composition, with only slight alterations, on various occasions. Meléndez was thus a worthy heir to the still-life tradition. In the words of the exhibition curator, Ángel Aterido, in his paintings, Meléndez maintained the original conventions of the genre's mechanics by assembling elements that had been lifted separately out of their natural settings. His talent for compositional arrangement, along with his careful technique, which is characteristic of the 18th century aesthetic and highly suitable for simulating reality, served to both update and personalize the pre-existing formula. This work marks the end of our tour of the exhibition, which has taken us on a journey spanning a century and a half and encompassing nearly 50 paintings by some of the most renowned still-life artists of their time. We hope you have enjoyed it. We now invite you to continue your visit by listening to the commentaries dedicated to this building, to the work titled Silence by Jaume Plensa, which forms part of the building, and to the Espacio Fundación María Cristina Masabeu Peterson.